Hey everyone, and welcome. So today we're tackling a question I bet we've all asked ourselves at some point. What does a good life actually look like? And I don't just mean the material stuff, but the real core elements.
It's a question that seems so simple, right? But it's something that philosophers have been wrestling with for, well, forever, and yet we all still want to figure out the answer, for ourselves at least.
Exactly. And sometimes I think the most relatable insights come from, well, regular people. People just living their lives trying to figure things out. So for this deep dive, we're going to hear from two guys, Manfred and Martin. They're colleagues from Germany, and they shared their thoughts on this very topic, what makes a good life, as part of a local project on practical wisdom.
Practical wisdom. I like that. It's a good reminder that wisdom doesn't always come from, books or lectures. It can come from anyone, anywhere.
Absolutely. So let's start with Manfred. His take is really interesting. He's all about calmness. To him, a good life boils down to minimal stress, feeling secure, and of course, being happy. But here's the thing that I found really interesting. He sees calmness not just as a result of having a good life, but as the key ingredient for building one.
I can see that. It's like that saying, I'm sure I'm butchering it, but something like, the quietest people have the loudest minds. Manfred's perspective is a good reminder for all of us. Sometimes we need those quiet moments, that stillness, to find the strength to deal with everything life throws our way.
It's so true, and I think it's especially important these days when, let's face it, we're constantly bombarded with information and demands and everything else. Finding those moments of peace, of calm, it's almost like hitting the reset button, which, by the way, is exactly what Manfred does. When he feels stressed, he slows down and just breathes.
It's like that old saying, right? Stop and smell the roses. Except in this case, it's stop and pay attention to your breath. It sounds so basic, but there's actually a ton of research on this. It's called mindfulness. It's about being present in this moment without judgment, like just noticing the feeling of your breath, the weight of your body in your chair. You're not trying to change anything, just being aware. Studies show it can actually lower your stress hormones.
It's funny you should mention that because I've actually been trying out some meditation apps lately. And you know what? They really do help. It's kind of amazing how much calmer I feel after just 10 minutes. But okay, back to Manfred. You want to know what else this guy does to cultivate a good life? He starts planning his summer vacation in autumn. He says the anticipation itself brings him joy.
Now that's interesting. There's actually a growing body of research on the power of anticipation. Think about how kids react to holidays, the excitement, the looking forward to it. It's almost as good as the actual event. And planning ahead, especially for something you genuinely enjoy, can be a powerful tool for boosting your mood.
It's like having a little something to look forward to, a bright spot on the horizon. And speaking of simple pleasures, Manfred has a thing for buttermilk. Yeah, buttermilk. It's his go-to evening ritual.
Okay, that might sound a little quirky. Buttermilk isn't exactly everyone's cup of tea, right? But it actually speaks to something quite universal. Our human need for comfort, for routine, for things that make us feel grounded. And sometimes those things can be, well, a little unexpected, like buttermilk.
It's funny how something so simple, like a glass of buttermilk every night, can be so grounding. But it makes you wonder, how does someone like Manfred deal with, well, everything else life throws at us, the news, the state of the world, even something like, I don't know, inflation?
It's a good question, right? Because those things can really get to you if you let them.
Right. So it turns out Manfred has a very practical approach to dealing with these things. And honestly, I kind of admire it.
Pragmatism. That's a good word for it. It's almost like a superpower these days, don't you think? Because let's face it, none of us can solve all the world's problems, but we can control how we react to them.
Exactly. And that's what I appreciate about Manfred's perspective.
Yeah.
He doesn't bury his head in the sand, but he also doesn't let things consume him. He gave this great example about the rising price of butter.
Okay, now that's relatable. Who hasn't felt the pinch at the grocery store lately?
Right. And especially in Germany, where they really love their dairy. But anyway, Manfred was saying that instead of stressing about it, he just uses less butter. Simple as that. No drama, just a little adjustment.
That, my friend, is emotional regulation in action. It's about acknowledging your feelings. Like, yeah, it's frustrating that butter is so expensive, but not letting those feelings take over, Not letting them send you into a tailspin.
It's about choosing your battles, right? And choosing how much mental energy you're going to give to things you can't control. Which brings me to Manfred's colleague, Martin. Because while they seem to agree on the big things like valuing peace and security, Martin brings up two other things that he considers essential for a good life: physical health and, get this, Idealism.
Idealism. That's an interesting one. It's not something you hear every day, especially in the context of like well-being. But I think it makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because having ideals, it gives you something to strive for. It gives you a sense of purpose.
So it's not just about like dreaming of a perfect life, but about actually working towards something, even if it's just in small ways.
Exactly. It's about believing that your actions can make a difference, that things can get better, you know? And that kind of belief, it fuels your inner enthusiasm. It allows you to, as Martin puts it, be happy with who you see in the mirror.
I love that. It's about aligning your actions with your values. And the funny thing is, despite being all about these bigger picture ideals, Martin, just like Manfred, finds joy in the simple things too. Spending time with friends, listening to music, even just whipping up a simple meal.
It's funny how that works, right? Like, no matter how much we complicate things, there's something so grounding, so fundamentally human about finding joy in those simple pleasures. It's about connection, really. Connection to ourselves, to others, to the world around us.
And speaking of simple pleasures, remember how Manfred has his thing for buttermilk?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Well, Martin has his own, shall we say, culinary quirk. He goes into great detail about his love of butter, like just plain butter. He even describes this perfectly ordinary dinner he makes for himself. Bread, cheese, cold cuts. And the star of the show, according to Martin, is a big old pat of butter.
You can't make this stuff up. But you know what? I kind of love it. It makes me think about how, in a world that's constantly trying to sell us on the next big thing, the next luxury experience, there's something really beautiful about finding contentment in the ordinary.
It's like that old saying, right? The best things in life are free. Except in this case, it's the best things in life are simple.
Something like that. And you know, it's interesting because even though both Manfred and Martin clearly find joy in these simple things, they're not oblivious to, you know, the not so simple things going on in the world. Remember how Martin talked about people blaming each other and creating alternative
Yeah,
facts?
it seemed to really get to him. Like it was kind of chipping away at that sense of peace he obviously values so much.
And it makes sense, right? Because what he's talking about is something we all have to deal with these days, this constant barrage of information, misinformation, strong opinions. It's easy to get caught up in it all.
It really makes you wonder, how can we hold on to any sense of peace, of calmness, when it feels like the world is, well, kind of a mess?
It's tough for sure, but I think both Manfred and Martin, in their own ways, they offer a path forward. They remind us that we find real joy, real contentment in those everyday moments. A good meal, a conversation with a friend, even just a quiet evening at home.
And maybe most importantly, they remind us that we can't control everything, but we can control how we react to things. We can
Oh.
choose where we focus our energy.
100%. We can't control the news cycle, right? Or what other people say and do. But we can choose to cultivate our own sense of peace through mindfulness, through connecting with things that bring us genuine joy, by choosing our battles, so to speak.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the wisdom of Manfred and Martin, what's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from their perspectives?
I think the biggest takeaway is that a good life, a truly good life, it's not about some grand achievement or acquiring a bunch of stuff. It's about finding meaning and contentment in the everyday. It's about embracing simplicity, cultivating inner peace, and focusing on what truly matters to you.
It's about recognizing that a simple dinner with a good friend can be just as meaningful, if not more so, than any fancy restaurant or exotic vacation.
Maybe even more so. Because it's those simple, genuine moments that truly nourish our souls. It's about stripping away the excess and finding joy in the everyday.
It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.